welcome you. We want to welcome you for this Young People Conference. Once again, many of you were here before, and many are here for the first time. The Lord have marked that time for blessing, and we are sure of that. All we need to do is just open our hearts to receive His blessings and be willing to listen to His voice when He speaks to us. Appreciate very much your conduct yesterday and last night, and even being on time today in everything. I think it's just really a good start and a good testimony, and we want to continue this way. The first activity of the day really is we had the singing time, we had time of prayer. I would have loved to hear more young men, but I can wait till tomorrow. We'll hear that tomorrow. And then we are going to have a Bible study. And as I always remind and encourage you, sitting in a Bible reading is a lost art in Christianity. There is not many places where you could have that, where you could sit. You open the scripture, and you not only hear one speaker. There are room, and there are time for lectures or for ministry. But really, for to sit together and hear from the Word of God through many voices, what the Lord have for us. So this is time for you to be coached, to learn. So I want to encourage you. There are older brothers around who've been in the Word and could help. But really, this is for you. So I want you to be willing as we read the scripture. If you have a comment, if you have a question, don't hesitate. Make them nice. Make them short. If you need some help, we will help you. If you go too long, I will let you know that you went too long. If you weren't clear, I will let you know, because it's really a coaching thing. There's nothing wrong with that. I was very grateful when I was young for somebody that helped me. So this is how we learn. The Lord's speaking to us. And I want us to realize that you came this weekend or this couple of days here, not by accident. The Lord have a message for you. It will be a waste, really, that you sat here, you kind of mind wander around, you went home and you have not gained anything. That's exactly what Satan wants. He wants to overcome you by distracting you completely. Don't let him do that. Focus, pay attention. Around 11 o'clock or so, you're going to stand up, sing a hymn to have a little break, and then we're going to continue in the Bible study. So I'm going to be looking. You know what it is. I almost know everybody's name, and if I don't, I know the name of a person sitting next to you. So be awake, be alert, take notes. And we trust that the Lord will help with the Bible reading this morning.
So we have a young man read from Judges chapter 3, verses 5 to 11. And we'll make some comments and start our reading. Judges chapter 3, verses 5 to 11.
That reference one more time, Brother Tony.
Judges chapter 3, verses 5 to 11. And you can read it in English.
I have a volunteer here.
Thank you, Dr.
And the children of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, Hittites, and Amorites, and Perizzites, and Hivites, and Jebusites. And they took their daughters to be their wives, and they gave their daughters to their sons, and served their gods. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and forgot the Lord their God, and served Balaam and the groves. Therefore the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of Kirshan-Risham-Tham, king of Mesopotamia. And the children of Israel served Kirshan-Risham-Tham 8 years. And when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised up a deliverer to the children of Israel, who delivered them, even Othniel, the son of Kenaz, K Caleb's younger brother. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he judged Israel and went out to war. And the Lord delivered Rishon-Amathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand. And his hand prevailed against Rishon-Amathaim. And the land had rest 40 years, and Othniel the son of Kenaz died.
Thank you. You understand why there's some reluctance to read. It's a long name, Rishon Rishathaim. Very good. So we want to focus our first reading on these verses from 5 to 11. And as we mentioned and is in the outline, this particular account has to do with overcoming the world. And as we step through these verses, we're going to discover the type of the world that is brought up here, who represents it, the difficulties that led to the people of God being in bondage. Part of the exercise, again, as we mentioned last night, young people, is that we recognize the world that we live in is full of great challenges for all of us, but especially for you as young people. And you might say, well, why is it especially for us as young people? And I'd like to suggest to you is that you are, if the Lord tarries, the next generation. The ones that the Lord is going to expect to rise up, to be faithful, to receive the baton that's going to be passed to you from those of us who are older as the Lord waits for his return. And the enemy focuses on not just the current generation, but he wants to weaken and destroy those that are going to come to take things over in the day to come. So if you can be entangled, if you can be overcome, if you can be just swallowed up by the world, that is the reason why he is focusing on you as young people. So as we go through these verses, again, we want to encourage young men. You know, there's things in this portion that you're not going to know. Stop us. Say, well, why did that happen? And what's wrong with this? Or make a comment as to something that you see that you might be able to help us. Now, I want to just start us off in verse 5, because the starting point is always the hardest. In this particular account, I'll just give a little background, right? What's very helpful for us to understand in the book of Judges is that we move from the book of Joshua, where there were great battles and wars and victory, and now there is the thought of this period of the judges. They were in an enemy's land. It says in verse 5, the children of Israel dwelt amongst the enemy. And there were many, many enemies that were listed here. The Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, they were all enemies of the people of God. And so we want to recognize immediately that when we're saved, John 17, the Lord says, I pray that you don't take them out of the world, but that while they're in the world, that they might be preserved. So there is no utopian society or someplace that we all go that is separate just of believers. No, we're in the world. And now the question, the challenge, is for how do we navigate through the world with the enemies that are around us. So verse 5, the children of Israel, they dwelt among the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. They were in hostile territory.